Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about the Gemara's Machlokes, and in the two aspects of what the Gemara says. Gemara is a case where a man goes over to his sister, and he says, "Hurry up, Mekudeshes Li, and gives her money, or gives her a ring." Now, everybody knows he can't marry his sister. So the question is, what's he really thinking? So Rav holds that he means to give it to her as a pekadon, not as a gift, and she has to return it to him. And Shmuel holds, no, he probably means to give it to her as a gift. It's hard to see a lumdis in this machlaikis. It seems just to be a machlaikis in how to estimate what people are thinking. When a man does something like that, it's hard to figure out. There's an identical machlaikis. Now here we pass on like Shmuel, which means a person says Hari Amakudeshusli and gives his sister Kedushin, we assume he means to give it as a gift. There's an identical machlaikis in Bav Metzia Daf Tezayin, where a man knows that someone else stole a field. And he buys it from him. He buys a field that he knows is stolen. So everyone knows he can't buy a stolen field. So Rav says he needs to give him the money as a pekadon. He'll get it back. Funny person to give a pekadon to, a guy who steals fields. But anyway, you give him the pekadon. And Shmuel says he needs to give it as a gift. There, we pass him like Rav. We paskin that it's not a gift. So we have two cases, a difference. We'll talk about why one should be different than the other. The Ben Ish Chai has a shayla. The Sefer Torah Lishma is one of the Ben Ish Chai's tshuva svarim. And it seems, the way he says, people were sitting around. In English we say, you sell someone the Brooklyn Bridge. It means, you know, it's obviously not yours, you sell it. So they never heard of a Brooklyn Bridge in this time, I guess. So someone sold someone else the city of Paris for 5 dinarim. Definitely overpaid. He sold him the city of Paris for 5 dinarim, and the guy gave him 5 dinarim for 5 dinarim is about $10. A dinar is 192 prutas, so it's about $10. So he sold him the city of Paris for $10. So they were sitting, I guess they were schmoozing around. Afterwards, he wanted the $10 back. And the fellow said, no, you gave me the $10, it's my $10. He said, yeah, but I didn't buy Paris. So he said, Adam Yedaya, you can't sell Paris. No one thinks you can sell Paris. So he was Tevea, he said, we passed like Shmuel. It's a matana. And the other fellow said, well, in Bamithia, we passed like Rav, that it's a pekadon. So this was their dispute. So what the Ben Ish Chai writes is it depends why, what's the difference? Why, when you give your sister Kedushin, we paskin, you mean to give a gift. And when you give a thief money for a field, it's not his field, so you mean to give it as a pekadon. What's the difference?
He's giving it in an honorable way.
So why in one place do we pass like Shmuel, in one place pass like Rav? That's the question.
So how does Shmuel's story make sense in Bava Metzia?
How does our halacha make sense?
How does Shmuel's halacha make sense?
Shmuel explains it exactly the same way he explains it here. They mean to give it as a gift. Shmuel says in both cases he's embarrassed to take it. So I mean, this way I'll take a gift. Rather, Shmuel says exactly the same. You might even ask why you need two machlokes. So obviously it depends what the difference is. If the difference is one is kedushin and one is real estate, well, Paris is also real estate. So what the Ben Ish Chai holds is that the difference between the two cases is that when you pay someone for a stolen field, we say the fellow who's paying for the stolen field, the case is hirzich ba bekarka. The pay he's paying, he's already there. He's actually there. He's sitting somewhere in the selling Paris. He's in a field, and someone knows the stolen, gives him money. So there, the person is thinking, you know what? Maybe I'll get the field for a year or two. It's worth it for me. Maybe till the owner, just like the owner didn't take it from this guy. Maybe you won't take it from me. He doesn't mean to give a gift. He really means to try to get the field. If he doesn't get the field, he gets the money back. Masha'en came by Kedushin. Nobody thinks, well, maybe till the rabbis catch on, I'll marry my sister. No one marries his sister. So there, obviously, he means it as a gift. Given this difference, the only reason we paskin like Rav and Bava Metzia that the money is not a gift is because we say the person giving the money, he's thinking, well, maybe I get something out of this. So therefore, he doesn't mean to give it as a gift. He means to buy it. If it's not a sale, he gets his money back. When you sell the Brooklyn Bridge, you sell Paris, obviously you're not going to get anything out of it. Since you're not going to get anything out of it, so there, it's the money, we assume the money is a gift. He doesn't really mean to buy anything. And therefore, the money is a gift. That's the Ben Ishchai's psak. That we always say, when a person does something ridiculous, he means to push a gift on the other person, like Shmuel. The only exception is where the person giving the money does hope to get something out of the sale. If he doesn't get anything out of the sale, so he gets his money back. That's the Ben Ishchai's psak here. And I should add that not everyone holds that way. The Sefer HaMakna says people don't need to give gifts. By a chaisa, it's a sister, he has a connection to her, so we say he means to give her a gift. A stam, a stranger, or even a friend, we don't assume he means to give a gift. According to him in the Paris case, we don't assume it to be a gift. So here we have already Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Then a difference how we pass it in each case. And two explanations. The Ben Ishchai's explanation goes one way, and the Hamakta's explanation goes the other way. The Hamakta says you never meet a gift, only if it's someone you're close to anyhow. And the Ben Ishchai says just the opposite. He says you always mean a gift, unless you're really hoping to get something out of the purchase. Now this is the Shaila in this case. I want to just share with you a suffix I have in numerous places in Shas, and I don't know if it's correct, incorrect, or apikorsis to say this, but the shaila is the following. There are many places in Shas where the Gemara makes certain assumptions about what people are thinking, like in this Gemara. Shmuel says, you give your sister Kedushin, you mean it as a gift. It's an assumption of the way people think. The question is whether we're bound by the assumptions that the Gemara makes in a generation where things were a certain way, whether we're bound to it today. The original place that this came up many years ago, when I was learning Hilchos Aved and Chayshe Mishpat, the Shaila came up, what happens if you find, in a place where a Jew lost it, you're in the shul, in yeshiva, you find a dime. If I find a dime on the floor, what's that halacha? You're allowed to keep it? Well, mois, you're allowed to keep. But one minute. If the person who lost it is not aware he lost it, he wasn't miyayish. It's yishlemidas. If he wasn't miyayish, you have to hold on to it till Elio comes. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, well, if you find money, we assume the one who dropped it is aware of it. Because osi adam l'mashreish b'kisay b'chol shah, it's human nature to always check your money. So therefore, the Gemara says a klal: if you find money, you can keep it. We assume the owner was miayish. Now, I think most of us, if I had a dime in my pocket, I have a change in my pocket. If it was 10 cents less, whether I'm a mashreish b'kisay is a separate question. But I would never notice if I dropped a dime. Now, maybe a nickel, or maybe a quarter, I don't know, but let's say, most of us, certainly Americans, we wouldn't notice if we dropped a dime. That creates major problems. It creates a problem that if you find dime in the street, you assume it fell from any Yehudi, you're allowed to keep, there's no shaila. But if you find in a Jewish neighbor, in a shul and yeshiva, very often you see a coin on the floor. If you pick it up, you have a headache. Because if what I'm saying is true, that even though the Gemara says people notice, today people don't notice. Now, if today people don't notice, then I have to put it away till the Yom Navi comes, which is something of a tircha. I mean, there are aces, but it's not the same as keeping it. So I asked this Rav Palm said, no, the Gemara says, Osi Adon L'mashish V'kisei B'chol Shah. And people are mamashmesh, and you could assume he's miayish. I told him, Rebbe, we don't notice what's in our pockets. Rav Palm said, no, I notice what's in my pocket. So I don't know. I don't know how to tie it you know, I would never argue in any halacha with Rav Palm, but, you know, I think all you in this room pretty much agree with me that if you had a pocket full of change and a dime fell out, you, am I right? Yeah, I don't think you would notice it. So what do you do when the Gemara has an umdina? I like to give the Gemara as another umdina. It says, Reitza Adam Bekav Shaloi, Metisha Kavim Shal Chaveiroi. That means you'd rather have $100 that you worked for than someone give you a gift of $900. Really? Really? Now, I have to tell you, like truth in advertising, the Gemara says Tisha Kavim is Lav Dafka. Tisha, even in the time of the Gemara. Maybe today, 100 to 200, the Gemara means. But I don't know. I don't think today people would rather work hard for $100 and get $200 for free. No? $100 with a chitim and $200 with a chitim.
So, in his backyard, it's more important than some other tomatoes for
the place. Yeah, okay. The tomatoes in the backyard. But Gemara is only talking about tomatoes in the backyard. So there are a handful of such things where the Gemara has an umdina. And Pashat, I don't know la halacha how to deal with it. So that's the popular one. Tavla Mesiv Tandum Lesiv Armalu. It says women would rather marry anybody than to sit than to be alone. I know a lot of men who don't find the women are that way. That I don't know if it's this way. So the question is, are the umdinas and Gemara set in stone? Or are there, can I find you Makairis of umdinas that are different? Tell me where. I don't know. I'll tell you one that comes to mind, which I like very much, is Aruch HaShulchan. The Gemara says, the Gemara even brings as a story that Ahu Samia to have a Tani Mastisa Kamei Dishmuel, Avu Dishmuel, and he was sad one day. Shmuel says, why are you sad? He said, I forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. Said, what do you worry about? You forgot to make Erev Tavshilin. Rely on mine. I made for everybody. Good. So Gemara says, Hadachaz, yeah, he came next time, Yantif is Erev Shabbos. He sees he's upset. He says, no, two times in a row is a Pshia. A guy forgets. No, thanks for showing me two times or two times in a row. But let's say, two times in a row, you're a Pshia. It's a Pshia, and a Pshia can't rely on the Rav's Erev. That's what, it's a Gemara. That's what it says in the Gemara. That if you forget twice in a row, you're a Pesheya. So Aruch HaShulchan says, that's in those days. Today, Erev Yom Tov is so hectic that you're not a Pesheya. It's normal to forget an Erev Tavshilin. Things are so hectic today. So things changed. So you have an Aruch HaShulchan saying, the Gemara assumes if you get twice in a row, you're a Pesheya. He says, no, things. I don't know why things are more hectic today than they were in the time of Rav and Shmuel. But that's what he says. He says it changed. So I don't know. I don't know the overall question. I'm not certain if people were sitting around and talking about the Brooklyn Bridge and someone said, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, you gave him $10. I mean, I think most people today, I mean, it's a joke, but they're not gonna ask for $10 back, I think. Most people wouldn't pay $10 for the Brooklyn Bridge, but this is a general question about umdinas, how to deal with it in Shas, and there are numerous such cases where Chazal assume people think a certain way. I'll give you another example. The Gemara, it's a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch Machaber. If you're going to the store, and I tell you, oh, you're going to the store, buy me a Pepsi. Okay? You go to the store, buy me a Pepsi. It happens every day in Yeshiva, somebody's going. So you go, you buy me a Pepsi. I want to ask you a question. Let's say I told you, you're going to buy me a Pepsi. When you buy the Pepsi, do you mean to be kind of the Pepsi for me, and it becomes my Pepsi in the store, and now I owe you $2, whatever it is? Or do you mean you're going to buy the Pepsi, and you come to me, you give it to me, it becomes mine? You follow the question? What do you think? A tremendous idea. One nafkamina is if an oinus happens in between. If something happens to a oinus, whose loss is it? One nafkamina. Another nafkamina is Divrei Chaim has a shaila. Someone told someone to buy him a lottery ticket. It's actually in Divrei Chaim. So he bought him the lottery ticket and didn't get to give it to him until it won. So he said, you know what? I'm not going to. I decided it's mine. Is it mine? Not mine. I'll tell you a practical. He didn't give him the money yet. He's going to give him the money later. There's a practical nafkamina in Hilchos Ribbis. Let's say you tell someone, you're going to the store, pick me up, whatever it is. He comes back, the bill is $9. So you give him $10, but you say, keep the change. It depends on these two ways to learn. If you learn that when he buys it in the store, he's buying it for you, and now you owe him, he laid out $9 for you. Then it's a chayv. Then it's also to add anything to the payment. When you pay him, you can't give him $10. That's ribbis. You can't give him $9. If you learn that he's buying it for himself, and when he comes to you, he's sort of selling it to you, then there's no loan. He didn't lend you any money. He bought it for himself, and now he's selling it to you. He can charge you $100 for it. There's no ribbis. The Shulchan Aruch says that when people go to the store, they mean to buy, be kind it for the person who sent them, and therefore there's a ribbis problem. And the Chesh Mishita. So I don't know. Is it really? When you go to the store, you mean to be kind it for the other person? I don't know. In time of Chazal, that's the umdina of the umdina that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in the 1500s. Is it that way today? I don't know. So it's sort of a general question, and Lamaisa, I think. So what's wrong? How long? How long? No, it says a reason. It says because if you get married, you stay with your family. You're always. Yeah, you have to find the advice. Anyway, Shalom Yisrael. This is just a general question that I have. Okay, I'll get in shape.